This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily drop update for the stuff that's not daily here on Big Brother Canada 11. But we do get stuff from the house here, from the Big Brother Canada 11 house, and I'm here to update you on the latest from the house that we are able to see. And I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong. That's how it goes. That's what we do here. So let's talk it through. Today we got a drop from yesterday, Tuesday, the 11th. And, we can talk about it. There's two people on the block. There's a vote that's theoretically up in the air. A house target really at this point. So let's talk it through. Of course, Ty's the HOH. He nominated Hope and Renee. Shania won the veto, used it on Renee. Ty nominated Jonathan in Renee's place. So what that leaves us is a vote where there are seven votes. You need four to send somebody home. And the girly pops, Shania, Renee, and Claudia, they are all pretty firmly on the side of keeping Jonathan. That is not going to change here on the drop today. Then you have the shady bunch, Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel. They are, we know at the very least that it seemed like Kuzi might be on the side of keeping Hope based on the previous drop, but we did not know necessarily from Anika or Daniel where they stood. And then from Santina's perspective, she's kind of in the middle. You've got the shady bunch, three votes there. You've got the girly pops, three votes there. And then Santina as that swing vote. It seemed as though Santina was likely a Jonathan vote, which would mean that Jonathan was staying. However, there are some complications to all of that knowledge here in today's drop. So we need to run through it and sort of get a sense of where we are likely going to land when it comes to who is going to stay between Jonathan and Hope. So we are going to start this drop with Renee, Jonathan, and Santina. Renee is talking about being frustrated in this game, being nominated so much. Jonathan says being on the block gives him an appreciation for what she's dealt with in the game. And he says, just make the decision that's best for you. Just please let me know what you decide. If I stay, I would work with you and I would protect you. And she says, yeah, I'll let you know what I decide. So, kind of weird that the girly pops are not like just firmly saying that they are with Jonathan at this point, considering that does seem to be where they stand. It's so weird. I think, you know, especially in Big Brother Canada, we see this mistake all the time that like you have an idea of what you're going to do. Like the girly pops know they're going to try and keep Jonathan. But I guess they're a little reluctant to give him any promises, which is just weird. But Renee leaves and Santina says to Jonathan, I have a hard decision in front of me. And he says, I understand. And Hope is a strong asset for you too. If I leave, make sure you work with Hope because he can win comps. This was surprising to me because this is definitely a shift in tone from the previous day where Santina was talking to Jonathan about trying to get the girly pops to be votes for him. Now she is straight up saying, this is a hard decision. And let me tell you, you don't usually tell somebody it's a hard decision unless you plan to not decide in the direction that they want you to decide. Right? Like, you don't tell the person that you're keeping, this is a really hard decision. I really didn't want to keep you, but I also really did want to keep you. And so I've ultimately decided I'm going to. You say, yeah, of course I'm going to keep you. I'm with you. So Santina saying it's a hard decision to Jonathan, to me, indicates maybe Hope is correct. Because let me tell you, in the previous drop, Hope had said that he thought he had Santina's vote. That may actually be the case, based on what we're seeing here, at least in this moment. So she says that she thinks this week is crucial for her because the house is split and she sees herself in the middle. She does not think that the girls see Hope as an asset, and that no matter which way she goes, one side will be mad at her. She doesn't know which way to go. She doesn't know if the girls' side or if Koozie's side, which will take her out. So Santina is laying this out to Jonathan in the way that it seems it is, which is that the girly pops kind of want to keep Jonathan and that Koozie's side, as she describes them, may want to keep Hope. And I'm assuming that they have pitched this to Santina at this point. Otherwise, I'm not sure why she would be so confident in it. So she's telling Jonathan this. Jonathan may now know that Koozie's side is potentially pitching to keep Hope around, or at least that's what it seems like it could be. She could be assuming, and I don't know exactly where anybody really stands on this at this point, but that's how Santina is seeing things. Jonathan says, and this was weird. It was a little confusing, and it doesn't really match up with the rest of the day. So I'm going to try and talk through this, but Jonathan says, in my opinion, the girls will be more trusting to you than the other side because just something doesn't sit right with him. He says he'll try and figure it out and give her some information if he leaves. At first, when I heard this, it felt to me like he was perhaps knowing that Koozie and Daniel and Anika might be votes against him, thinking, you know, all right, screw them. Like, I might tell Santina about things, or that like she should go with the girls. I think, and I, you know, this is tough. I think he didn't say the thing he meant to say, if that makes sense. I think he meant to say that Koozie's side, quote unquote, would be the side to trust. And I think what he meant when he said he would tell her more was like, you should work with them and Hope together. I think. Just based on the way he's like acting throughout the rest of the drop, even, I think when he said the girls, I think he either meant don't trust them or he meant the girls as in Koozie and Anika. I could be wrong, but it definitely struck me at first. I was like, oh boy, is Jonathan turning? But either way, you know, we'll see. This is a tough one to really exactly parse through, at least for me. He says that, listen, he says, I'm okay if I go. I'm having a hard time here. And, you know, I'm happy to have met you and Hope and Anika and Rob. So again, like, he's not naming any of the girly pops. You know what I mean? He's naming Anika. He's naming Hope. I think he's still crown strong, personally. But Anika, you know, being in there, again, I think he might have meant when he said girls like Koozie and Anika, stick with them. But she wonders, well, I don't know, would you be happier in jury? Like, they talk some more about this. Jonathan talking about kind of being okay with leaving, and her kind of being like, well, if you want to go, okay. Santina talks a little bit about how she has a hard time trusting Renee. She doesn't know if the girls will target her. She knows that she'll target them after Ty. And Jonathan says, well, let me tell you, our goal is aligned. And again, this to me indicates Jonathan saying, yeah, Ty is my target, then the girly pops. Again, I think that comment was just kind of weird. And I listened to it over and over to make sure I heard it right. But I think, you know, people misspeak all the time. I'm sure I do all the time as well. And if you only got like 10 minutes of my, you know, hour long update, and part of that 10 minutes was me like saying the wrong word, you'd be like, oh my God, what are we supposed to parse from this? You know what I mean? Anyway, Anika's going to talk to Koozie. Anika says that Santina trusted him with information and he came and told us. They're talking about Jonathan, I believe. So Jonathan came and told them information that Santina told him. He's going to give us information. Ty is never going to trust him. They're talking about Ty and Hope, Jonathan and Hope, and who they should keep at this point. Hope, we won't be able to beat him. And I can trust Johnny, says Anika. This is mostly Anika making a pitch to Koozie that they should keep Jonathan and not Hope. She says none of the girls will trust Hope, but they will trust Johnny. Johnny will go against Ty, but Hope might hesitate. So Johnny can help us with the women, and he's definitely anti-Ty, whereas Hope can't get in with those women, and he might team up with Ty, or at least hesitate. Now, this is an interesting argument. I would argue that Hope not getting in with the women is a good thing, because that means the women will nominate Hope and not them, ideally, whereas the women would not nominate Jonathan. But something that they're kind of loosely touching on here is the Santina factor, which is if Jonathan has influence over Santina and Santina's wavering between two groups, if Santina goes with the girly pops, that would be bad for them. If they have Jonathan then can actually persuade Santina to side with the crown. They're talking through this stuff. Koozie agrees with Anika ultimately. She says Hope is good at physical things, but he's not good at strategy. He needs to be monitored. We need people that can stand on their own. And Koozie is also just frustrated that Ty keeps saying her name and is associating her with him. She just wants his plans to fail at this point. She says that, you know, plus the things you say in this game matter. Hope saying he didn't want to be here in the early portion of this game, like, that matters. Words have consequences and actions have consequences. And at the end of the day, like, this might be the consequence. Jonathan ends up joining them. He comes in, they're like, how's it going, Jonathan? And he says, well, pretty good. You know, people are super impressed with my pitch. Like, oh, are they? Yeah. He gives them the generic pitch that he's giving everyone about like just being a simple man with simple desires, you know? And then he says, but I can, he realizes it after he gives them the generic pitch. Oh, well, you guys are actually in my alliance. So I can tell you more specifically in regards to the crown. I'll be true to the end. I'll be with you even in the jury. I'll be honest. You know what? I'm valuable to you even if I'm not in the game. So there is some value to voting me out. I'm not going to lie. I will help you in the jury. Just let me know ahead of time so I can wear my nice jacket. That'd be great. And he says, and if I go, just make sure you keep Hope close. And it's like he's pitching for himself to stay. And then he's like, but, you know, to be fair, there are some arguments for me to go as well. And then he gives those arguments. Anika asks how he feels about Santina. He says, I think I can get her vote if I want it, but she hasn't promised me anything because she's close to Hope too. So I told her not to feel obligated. And now, again, he's saying straight up to Kuzi and Anika, if I asked Santina for her vote straight up, I think she would give it to me, but I won't or haven't done that yet. I don't know if he won't do it or if he just hasn't done it yet, but he's open about the fact that he has not pushed Santina to vote for him. And that's going to become a thing in a little bit here. So she asked Jonathan, Kuzi asked Jonathan, well, how about this for a hypothetical? Let's say, you know, Ty wins HOH. Let's say he puts me and Santina on the block. Who are you voting to keep? He says, I would keep you. I'm crown strong. My obligations are to the crown first over Santina. She says, okay, that's good to hear. Anika says, oh, speaking of Ty, Ty came up to me today, puts his hand on my shoulder and says, make sure you keep Hope because the girls are going to come after you. She was pissed.
I'm pissed.
She was pissed. And she pushed back. Apparently she says she called him out. She says, you mess up your own game and you're telling me what I need to do to stay. You're telling me I need to do what you say to stay. All right, bro. They talk about the best way to target Ty in a double, and then Jonathan leaves. After Jonathan leaves, Kuzi says, I'd rather keep Johnny. I don't need another Ty in the house in the form of Hope, who is just a little too up and down for them. Anika says, yeah, Hope tried telling me that Jonathan would sell us out. Jonathan would not sell us out. He is the most loyal person. Why would Hope say that? Like, he's just too much of a wild card. So apparently Hope is maybe going a little below the belt in his campaign against Jonathan. And it's backfiring. Kuzi says if Hope stays, it's going to feel like he's going to feel like he owes Ty one because Ty's been pushing so hard for him to stay. And she says, my heart just isn't going to allow me to go into that room and evict Jonathan. It's just not. Anika says, all right, well, let's go talk to the girls about it. Like, let's get on the same page and like get some, you know, make something happen here. So they go downstairs and they find Claudia, Shania, and Renee. So Kuzi, Anika, Claudia, Shania, Renee, five of the women in the house, just missing Santina at this point. Santina will come in later. And so they came down to talk about keeping Jonathan and working against Ty, kind of like bridging a gap, coming together for this vote and for the next week. And there's energy here. And this is one of those moments in Big Brother where it's like, oh, things are happening. Things are coming together. Two sides aligning. Except you can't forget one fact about Renee.
I'm pissed.
She's pissed and she needs to let people know about it. So Kuzi and Anika come in. They start talking about Ty. Anika says, hey, that Ty is saying that that you guys are coming for me. And they start this thing. We can't let Ty play us against each other. He's been telling us things. He's been telling you things. We need to come together as women and be, you know, against Ty. And the momentum is building. And then Renee's like, wait, hold on though. I've got some things to say. She says, I hear that there was a lot of push for Shania to not use the veto on me. And I feel like I would have left this week. I would have been voted out this week. So that's a little concerning to me. That's all. I just feel like you guys kind of did want me out and that Ty is not lying. And Anika says, look, I'm not going to lie. I did lose trust in you last week because you were saying my name. And Renee's like, yeah, I did say it. And she says, and I didn't want the veto used because that would have put me at risk. But it wasn't about sending you out. I just didn't want the veto used. Like, I'm not going to lie about that, but it wasn't against you specifically. And Renee says, yeah, I don't know. I only feel good about these two because they stood up for me, you know? Shania using that veto on me means so much to me more than just the game. And I'm like, Renee, why are you saying this? A, why are you derailing this conversation? B, why are you telling them that you are now indebted to Shania for life and that you would never turn on her and that like you only trust them in the game and nobody else? I'm like, okay, you know what? You know what? I'm finally starting to understand why Renee has had such a hard time in this game. She says, I don't like how emotional it was when Johnny went up. I don't like how sad everyone was when Johnny went up. Because I came down and then everyone was like, oh, it's so sad that Johnny went up. And he goes like, yeah, I mean, it was sad. It was sad. What do you want us to do? You know, we felt bad for Johnny. It was like he was voted out already. And Renee's like, well, if the goal was to take out Hope, wouldn't Hope still be the target? I don't know. It just puts me on edge. And they keep going back and forth here over and over. Koozie interrupts. She's like, listen, the point here, we got to talk about Ty, okay? Ty is the cause of all of this back and forth. He is the cause of all of this distrust. We need to focus on the true enemy here. And Renee says, yeah, but, you know, I feel like I was the target. Santina walks in and she continues. She's just like, I just didn't like the energy, okay? Didn't like the energy. I don't expect people to understand. But I didn't like the energy. It's like, if you don't expect people to understand, why are you, what's the point? What are you doing? She said, I don't expect people to understand what it's like, you know? And Santina says, well, I was on the block too. So I think I can understand. And Renee's like, I don't know. It was my third time and it just felt really shitty. So I don't think you can understand what it's like to be that on a third time. Anika's like, listen, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I do sincerely apologize, but how do you feel moving forward? Let's talk about the game moving forward from here because we can't change the past. And Renee says, I don't know. It's just, you know, just observations noted. I'm not offended by anything. We can keep moving, but just observations noted. And Koozie says, okay, I apologize if I had any part of, in this too. And Renee says, you did, but that's fine. This is such a weird conversation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Claudia then also tries to get them back on track. She says, listen, I think we should focus on how important it is that we are six women right here in the final nine. And we should keep in mind who our enemy is because we were told that we would be alone in the house after this move. And Renee says, yeah, that's the thing. Ty told us that people would be upset if Shania used the veto. And you know what? He was kind of right because you guys were upset. So that's something to think about. The thing that finally gets them on track is that Ty walks into this room of six women. Awkwardly. Somebody blurts out, we're studying. He grabs a drink and leaves. And Koozie rolls her eyes after he leaves. And they all laugh. And Claudia says, oh, how many of us are going to get asked about this one? And she says, you know what? You know what Ty said? Ty said if Shania used the veto, it would be ball game. Shania's like, oh, Ball game my ass. I can't wait for him to leave. They all agree. They hate when he says that. They hate this ball game phrase. They want to use that line on him when they send him out the door. And they're finally in a conversation together, and it's flowing. They talk about, okay, we all agree, this guy needs to go. What is the best way to take him out in a double eviction? And they talk through options. Should they nominate him straight away? So on and so forth. Most people have agreed, nominate him straight away. Daniel ends up coming into the room as well. And Santina asks, so where are you guys leaning with the votes? And Anika says, well, let me tell you, Ty told me if I don't vote his way, I will be targeted. And Claudia's like, oh my God, he told me that if I voted his way, I would get in with people in the house. Claudia says, the way she's feeling is that Jonathan said he would stick with her. And so that's where she's leaning. Shania says she's also leaning toward not keeping Hope. He's just too erratic, too much of a wild card. Renee says she worries that Hope could team back up with Ty. So that's where she's leaning. They ask how Santina feels. And she says, I feel like I'm in a tough spot. I don't know where my vote is going to go. And so information is not really freely shared. And this conversation, which could have been something, kind of fizzles out for the most part. They don't even end up talking about what Kuzi and Anika wanted to go down to there to talk about, which was, hey, let's all agree to keep Jonathan. Because the tone was set a little too early that this was not an open conversation. And so there's not a lot of open sharing of information or dialogue, apart from they can all agree that Ty needs to go as soon as possible. So in the meantime, Daniel is going to end up in the pool room with Hope and Ty, and they're looking through the books in the pool room. This is where Santina found something in like the second episode that then was abruptly cut off in the edit and then never mentioned again. They end up finding a book with something ripped out of it, which is suspicious to them, but again, who knows? This is never interesting. We'll eventually get it on the episodes and it won't be interesting then either. It's just, when does production want to randomly give somebody an advantage, basically? And then they'll pretend that it had to do with them finding something. So Santina and Renee are going to talk after all of the rest of the women leave. Santina says she has to be careful with what she says because she doesn't know where people stand. And Renee says, well, me too. I don't know what their intentions were to come in here like that into this room and start talking to us. Santina says, I just feel like I'm in the middle of two sides. And Renee agrees. She says, look, we can target Ty all we want, but they were trying to get me out. And so it'll just come back to two sides. So Renee maybe not feeling quite as gung-ho about targeting Ty. Renee really feeling like she wants to focus more energy on seemingly Kuzi and Anika. Santina says, I just need to figure out who to trust, your side or their side. And I've been trying to be with your side since the start. And Renee says, well, my reservations with you have always been how close you are with Ty. But that's obviously not the case anymore. And Santina says, well, my hesitation with keeping Johnny is that he doesn't seem to want to be here. Renee pushes back on that. She says, I think he'll want to be here. I think he's with us. I think he's good. And Santina says, look, listen, if Johnny says he wants to fight, then I will probably keep him. Now, Anika and Kuzi, in the meantime, are talking to Claudia. I think because Claudia may have realized that like Kuzi and Anika came in there to actually talk to them. And now that Renee is not there, she can actually have a conversation with them. So they're actually having that conversation, but they again get interrupted by Renee. Anika is telling Claudia about Ty specifically saying, if you don't keep Hope, you're screwed because you're being targeted by the girls. And Claudia's like, what? He's saying that? But again, they get interrupted. So it's a very brief interaction. Last thing from the drop here, Jonathan and Santina are going to talk again. He's workshopping his speech. She says she still hasn't talked to Kuzi and Anika to see where they're going with their vote. So this is the thing that makes me a little confused. I don't know if she's being honest here because she seems very convinced that Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel will vote to keep Hope. To the point where she's actively telling multiple people in the house, I'm in between two sides and I need to pick a side, which is a weird thing to say to people if it's not actually very accurate. Like, you can't just be guessing about that sort of thing. You really shouldn't be telling people that in the first place. So you really shouldn't be telling people that if it's not even true. But she says to Jonathan, she hasn't even talked to Kuzi and Anika about where they're going with the vote, which could actually line up considering the fact that Kuzi and Anika are actively wanting Jonathan to stay right now, which indicates that maybe she hasn't talked to them about their vote. And maybe she is just assuming that they want Hope to stay. Either way, that seems to be where she is. He tells her again, well, listen, if I leave, make sure you work with Hope. He's a lot more loyal than people give him credit for. She agrees with that. She thinks Hope is loyal, and she doesn't agree with the women when they say he isn't. The girly pops constantly saying that Hope is wishy-washy. She doesn't agree with that. She thinks Hope is loyal. She says, I'm not going to lie to you, Jonathan. Strategically, game-wise, I think Hope staying is better for me. But my heart tells me that I want you to stay. I want you to have a fair shot. You know, I feel like Hope has been given a fair shot, and I feel like you haven't. And listen, I want you to tell me what you're feeling, because if you really want to stay, I don't want to take the game away from you. And he says, yeah, we'll have a conversation tomorrow. So, I mean, in this moment, she is basically saying straight up, tell me right now you really want to stay and I will lock in my vote for you. And he's saying, I'm not going to say that right now. He might say it in the conversation tomorrow, but he's not actively taking the opportunity right now to lock that vote in. So here's kind of where things stand. Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel, if they decided to change their minds back to the direction of keeping Hope, they do have a very good chance of getting Santina's vote as well, and that could happen. However, at the moment, there's a lot of momentum for Jonathan. The girly pops are all locked in, and that's three votes, and that's solid. On top of that, Kuzi and Anika have now both agreed they want to keep Jonathan. Now, we've seen this before, specifically with the Jonathan pitch. Remember, when Jonathan pitched to keep Rob, both Kuzi and Anika said, we're convinced, let's keep Rob, and then changed their mind back again. So it's possible that they, again, changed their minds. But they are currently in leaning in that direction. It also seemed to me like Anika in particular was really pushing for this, and Kuzi was the one being kind of swayed by it. So Anika seems pretty firm on wanting to keep Jonathan. And we know that Anika has a very good relationship with Jonathan. Anika is the person, one of the people that Jonathan is mentioning that he feels closest to in the house. So that's pretty strong. And then even if the Shady Bunch changed their tune again and wanted to keep Hope, they would still need to hold on to Santina's vote. Santina, I think, again, is leaning in the direction of keeping Hope. She thinks that's best for her game. I'm not sure why. I don't know if that's Hope convincing her or she has had some conversation with Kuzi or them about why it might make sense for her to go in that direction. But either way, usually if you feel like something is better for your game, that's the direction you're going to go, as long as there's any, like, a light breeze could push her in the direction of Hope if she thinks it's better for her game. People don't actively do things that aren't better for their game unless they don't believe it's better for the game. You know what I mean? And so Jonathan could lock things in, I think, but he's hesitating to do so. And you see sort of like, I think the whole thing that Santina is doing, she feels bad about voting Jonathan out, even though she wants Hope to stay for her game. And so she's kind of come up with like, okay, he doesn't seem to want to be here, so that's my excuse for voting him out. That makes it okay that I'm voting him out. And so since she's put all of her sort of like guilt into that one reason, if Jonathan cancels out the reason with one big, I really want to stay, then she could be locked in to keeping Jonathan. However, can that withstand an assault from Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika trying to get her to change her mind again to the this is what's better for your game? And will Jonathan fight hard enough if she comes back again? Like, listen, I really need to maybe keep Hope. If they really wanted to, I think Jonathan could go. But As of right now, there are two separate obstacles in the way of that. Again, one is Kuzi and Danica both wanting to keep Jonathan right now, and Santina being willing to vote to keep Jonathan would need to be somebody that that they would need to work on. And there's not a ton of time left. This is from yesterday. So Wednesday is the last full day of game before tomorrow's eviction. So it's looking pretty good for Jonathan, but definitely not 100% right now. And then where do things go from here, right? It seems like literally every single person in the house is targeting Ty. Every single person. Pretty, honestly, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Pretty rare to see every single person in the game targeting you. In fact, I'm having a hard time finding many other examples of situations where this has happened outside of like Kevin's, competition run. You know what I mean? Like at five straight competition wins, they were like, okay, we definitely need to take him out. But like to actively have the entire house targeting you because they don't like you, including your showmans. Oof. Anyway, that seems to be where people are moving right now. And then you have, if Jonathan stays, Jonathan's got connections to Santina. He's got connections to the girly pops. Jonathan's theoretically goes from potentially leaving to perhaps the best position in the game or close to it, as he is sort of in the center of everything. Now, the problem is that he doesn't really want to play that way. He isn't really somebody that's going to like bounce off of sides that much. I think he will genuinely try to keep the crown safe, which could end up backfiring on him. But in the short term, he will be in a very good position. And you know, where do things go from there? I don't know how he handles that position, to be honest, because he'd have to sell out Santina if the girly pops win, to be like, yeah, target Santina, I guess. Santina and Kuzi, and then vote out Santina, which would be just kind of weird. But I guess we'll see, potentially. Anyway, that's where things are for now. Thank you for joining me. Of course, we're going to have some episodes tonight, Survivor, and then tonight's veto episode of Big Brother Canada. Apparently, this veto ceremony was pretty dramatic. So, you know, we'll see. We'll get a lot of Ty and Claudia arguing, probably. Ty picking Shania for the veto. Anyway, should be an interesting one. We'll be live afterward to talk through it all after the know-it-alls ends. Make sure you tune in. I'll be on Twitch tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episodes with all of you. I've also got an Among Us video that I'm going to drop after Big Brother ends, in between Big Brother and the podcast. It's a special one. It's the finale of the Among Us videos, a little bit of a, if you ever watched me play Sequester, or ever watched any Sequester, or just want to watch me, clips of me playing a social strategy game, there is a little bit of a Sequester cut in this video, as a special part of the Among Us finale. So make sure you tune in for that tonight as well. And that's what I have for you. Thank you all so much for joining me, and I will see all of you next time.